The Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with your daily dish. A candy cane shortage exists due to the coronavirus and supply chain issues. A 25% drop in peppermint crops is also contributing to the shortage. The world's oldest living Christmas tree has been found in Britain. The 168-year-old tree is uprooted every holiday season, brought indoors, and the tree is then replanted in January. Wow, that seems like a lot of work. It's 100 feet tall, and it's kept on the grounds of a historic estate. The giant redwood was planted in 1853 with seeds that were brought back from California. A fan ran onto the field during the Jaguars-Texans game over the weekend. The man started dancing in the end zone, waving his hands. Stadium security wrestled the man to the ground and ejected him from the game. I never quite have understood why people do that. They spend all that money on tickets to go to a professional football game or baseball game, whatever, and then they go on the field and get kicked out. Like, why? I don't get it. And finally, the 33rd installment of The Amazing Race will finally air on January 5th on CBS. The season began filming in February of 2020, but of course was halted during the pandemic. The contestants reunited this fall, continued filming, and if you follow the Holderness family on social media, they do all these different fun parodies and they got kids and it's adorable. Kim and Penn Holderness are actually competing in this season of Amazing Race. And for real, it almost took 2 years. That is truly an amazing race. That's your daily dish. Train the Police, Taylor Swift, plus your happy headline of the day, all coming up on 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix.